Should we embrace the concept of disability as a positive component of student diversity? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Aquino, faculty member in the School of Continuing and Professional Studies at Manhattan College, looks into this question.
Individuals with disabilities constitute the largest minority group within the United States, and approximately 1 in every 10 students enrolled in higher education self-identify as having a disability. Although approximately 2.5 million students participate within the college environment, there continues to be a misperception that student disability is an impairment rather than a part of student diversity within the higher education environment. As members of the post-secondary community, it is our mission to support all student groups. However, do we address the student group solely as needs-based, or do we embrace the concept of disability as a positive component of student diversity? As faculty members and administrators, it is vital to ask, do we truly understand the diversity of and within the concept of disability in higher education? Driven by these questions, it was vital to explore the role of student disability in the college environment. Using longitudinal data of first-time students enrolling in the four-year post-secondary environment, my research revealed that, in addition to traditionally defined components of student diversity, including race, gender, and socioeconomic status, disability had predictive influence on students' perceived academic and social integration tendencies within the four-year institutional environment. Moreover, disabilities categorized as non-apparent, including learning disabilities and mental health categories, had a negative influence on students with disabilities' perceived social integration opportunities in higher ed. This research supports the argument that disability contributes to students' socioacademic integration and that because disability had a similar predictive influence as traditional components of student diversity, there is a strong justification to include disability in the broader understanding of student diversity in higher education.
That was Catherine Aquino of Manhattan College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.